say before CBA, did you leave anything for anybody else there at Aldi?
I don't think she damaged us too much. How much you spend there, Mom? $30-something. I paid for it, but I never look. All I do is stick my card in, charge it to Mr. Visa. That way you never have to pay it, Dave.
W2T Mobile.
Less, doesn't it? Go ahead, Rusty.
Edge Factor here. Hit me as I went through Wally World here just a few minutes ago. Oh, interesting. There's an ambulance over here outside the door to Wally World. Wonder if they've got somebody got sick inside. Must be. Anyway, I guess, Tom, you're through at Aldi and moving on to elsewhere now, huh?
We're heading towards the Rouse House, and my dad used to call it the Roundhouse because he was a railroader, and they actually had a roundhouse. I used to go over there and ride around with him whenever he catched the hustler helper job in town, and they'd drive the engines around and fuel them and sand them and such as that, move cars. Now you can't even get near them. You got to have a password to get aboard. Times they have changed. Couldn't ride with him on the passenger trains, though, that or the freights. That was out. I could ride back in the coach, but not in the head end. But anyway, yeah, we're headed for home. And a while ago, Dave, I had got out of the car to put my coat on, and I heard Steve, and that sounded awful bad that there's been 60 deaths, and really there hadn't. He was exactly right on that, and the reason I know is I just read the paper, and you know there's never nothing in our paper that isn't gospel. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, the internet and Facebook's true too, so. Oh, Lordy. Well, my kids are moving out of the house Saturday, and I'm driving by the house right now. I want to see what it looks like. I've seen it on Zillow, but I want to see it for real. So, I'm supposed to be here. Boy, I tell you, reading these map quests sometimes are a little confusing.
Yeah, you'll get lost on those, Dave, and I'll be careful about that. And, Tom, both of my grandfathers worked for the railroad. One worked for the Seaboard Airline Railroad, which was along the coast of the U.S., North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Florida, Georgia, along there. And then my other grandfather, my dad's father, worked for Illinois Central. And he was an engineer, and my mother's granddad was was in charge of a track repair crew. And so that's where how my background is on railroad there. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a lot of fond memories of that. I could take my dad's lunch over to him at night, which was just, four, five, six blocks away. And if Mom didn't have it ready when he went to work, if he was working there in the yards, I'd take it over to him, and you could buy Coca-Colas there out of the machine in a bottle for a nickel. And those guys, they'd all get their Cokes together during their breaks, and they'd bet on who had the Coca-Cola made from the farthest away packing plant. And boy, they'd get into some real arguments, because you didn't have the internet to fall back on as to whether which one was the furthest away. It was on the bottom of the Coke bottles back then. But yeah, I remember that stinky old diesel smell. And I actually, later in life, I went over there and worked on their cranes, which were huge cranes. One of them was 250 tons, and it was DC, 250 volts DC. And and their turntable was too. And it was kind of neat. Our plant bought half or leased half of the shops as things got slow over there. So we were building large boilers and stuff over there at the time. And they called me over there to service the overhead cranes. But it brought back a lot of old memories, Rusty. I used to ride the passenger trains in the summertime when I was out of school to Kansas City. I was number two. And then I'd ride the passenger train south, which went to Heavener, Oklahoma, which was 211 miles. And that was as far as a crew could go without changing crews. And I remember staying overnight in that old hotel with Dad, and it had one light bulb rusting on, hanging down on brewery cord, that old twisted cord. The things you don't remember. Or you do remember. Go ahead, Dave. KB4CBA in 0TR.
Let me jump in here real quick and jump out, because I've arrived where I'm going to go eat lunch. I'll talk to both of you later. W2T clear.
Well, you enjoy your Olive Garden there, and good to talk to you. Take care. Go ahead, Tom.
See you later, Rusty. You have a good day and a good lunch. This is Gerald TR. Well, we're passing a little horse farm over here on whatever road this is. Right by Old Rutherford Road. Right by W4DJW's house. There's a horse farm there about a mile from me, if that far. But, yeah, Dad started out shoveling coal as a fireman on the railroad, and he worked there 42 years, and he became an engineer later in life. And it was his life. When he retired, he was done for. All that was left was cigarettes and coffee, it seemed like. And I'd take him fishing now and then, but he went downhill fast after he retired from the railroad. He loved it. In fact, he was even the head of a union over there at the time, and for a long time, general chairman. And he would have thought he was the king of England. Anyways, go ahead, Dave.
Come back to some memories when you mentioned let me see if I got the repeater. Okay. You're talking about the Coke bottle. My dad always did that. And of course, you know, being a kid, he would know which state was further away. So I'd have to take his word for it. But I remember we used to buy a Coke out of the machine. At the bank there where he worked, they had one in the break room that was 15 cents.
I'll be thankful to have the 15 cents. I had a good time. I'd ride my bicycle over there to the shops and carry that lunch bucket, and boy, you felt like the king of the world when you were doing that for your dad. It was a rough job overall, because they were gone a lot, and they were dead tired when they got home. And if they'd go on the law, as they called it, you could work 12 hours, I think, and then they had to switch crews, but you could go on the law if it was an emergency, I guess. And I don't know how long you could work, Dave. It's been too long. But if you got up to where, I know what it was, if you got up to where you went on the law, they stopped the train wherever it was at and had to bring out a new crew. They couldn't move any farther. They had to stop right there. So it was pretty strict.
Well, I didn't know that. Is that still true?
I'm sure it would be. And they probably are more restrictive now than they used to be. But I hear Dad talking about going on the law, and if he was within 10 or 15 miles of Pittsburgh, where the home base was, Kansas, they'd stop the train right there and send a crew car out there to pick him up and take another crew out to him. They wouldn't go an inch further.
But I didn't know that. My brother-in-law worked for Laurinburg Railroad, and he was sitting on the front of an engine, and he fell off, and it cut one of his legs off right above the knee. And I'm sure that was a horrible experience. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, one of my friends that got killed in the Army later, his dad was, I think it was your stepdad, he was a brakeman, and he was on top of the cars, and he fell off and got run over that way. And then another one got coupled between the cars, and they called an ambulance out, and they wouldn't uncouple him until the ambulance got there, and the second they uncoupled him, he died. I guess he just had it crimped off so much he lived for a while, and the ambulance just weren't too far off from where he got coupled up out at 23rd Street. And it killed him. But you heard horror stories like that on the railroad. My dad was on a train down at Joplin where they, he had a taxi cab full of nuns, and he was just a mess for I don't know how long, and it was not his fault. They went around the taxi cab driver drove around the semaphores, and they was in a passenger train, so they was going fast, and they hit him just south of town and killed everyone in it. And Dad had nightmares about that for a long time.
Imagine. He bleeds out, so it didn't take but about 90 seconds. So anyway, but gosh, that would be an awful way to die, I would think. But anyway, well, I'm back down Wade Hampton. Headed east and headed back to the house.
This is your LTR. Yeah, it would be, Dave. You scratchy that time, but they hit a Volkswagen another time, and that really bothered Dad. They were running, I think, about 70 miles an hour. And it was in the country, and this Volkswagen come across, and Dad says, I can't get that out of my mind, because he was ejected out the window, and his body come right up in front of their windows and hit the train before it went on over, and that bothered him a bunch, but who wouldn't it, you know? But, and then one other time, when I was real young and don't remember it, they was working in the Kansas City yards, and he had to jump two of them one head on. He got beat up pretty bad on that. And any little infraction that they done, if they back past a switch or something, it was 30 days off. I mean, they were really, really strict with those federal rules. And Dad was pretty lucky to be there that long, 42 years, I think it was. And but a lot of memories, it sure was. And he'd talk about the wildlife they'd see at night down in the Washita National Forest and things like that. And then I remember a big fire when the ethanol cars caught on fire, and you could see it for 15 miles away. You could see the black smoke coming up, and it blowed one of those wheels, I'm going to say 1,000 yards across an open field and into this little bell switching station. The wheel went right through the roof of that little switching station clear across the highway, and you looked across that soybean field, and I'd say it was 1,000 yards where that wheel come from, and you know how heavy they are. Just amazing. Anyways, Dave, we're sitting in front of the garage door. Good to talk to you and reminisce. You have a good day, boys. Beautiful out. 46 degrees. KB4CVA and 0GR73's Dave.
Hey, Tom, I'm getting ready to turn in the subdivision myself. Well, you have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. And Bernice, make him behave. 73 is N0TR, KP4CBA.
4BYU, K4VAS. BYU, K4VAS. 4VAS, clear and listening.
BYU, K4VAS.
BA, mobile.
For BYU, K4VAS.